561-3330 with another week of Bonus Listens. Bonus Listens.
No, it's not
bonus
movies. It's movies.
Movies, Mr.
Homack Presents or something like that.
Funny movies.
Movies. Movies.
It's phony films.
Phony.
Wait a minute. Hey. Be quiet. I know what it is.
Well,
what is it?
It's the funny listed films.
Oh, man, oh, it's loser.
I think movies.
Asshole.
It's, hey, Tony.
You're on 761-3330 for another week of film-listed fun, right, Tony?
Yeah, right, Paul. Can I say something? Just one thing?
Go ahead.
Okay, listen, on Fridays and Saturday nights, we'd really appreciate it if you guys wouldn't just hang up when you hear a beep tone. You will hear a beep tone, and we'd appreciate it if you guys would leave a comment about a movie that you've seen
we'd
or anything.
Right.
Anything at all. Anything at whatsoever, all. You know.
Yeah.
Why don't you say welcome instead of well when you start the line?
Who are you?
I'm David of Burbank. Who are you?
Who invited you?
You did. You asked me to be on the line.
That's right. I'm sorry about that, but I'm a little confused here.
I got a little bit mad here. Wait.
I want to say something. I waited 2 hours in his trunk to get on this tape, and I just want to put in a few words here, all right?
What do you mean? Who are you?
This is from the trunk?
Who are you?
I'm the guy that stayed in your trunk for 2 hours while you and Nate.
Or are you a crazy fan or something?
Exactly. I'm on like one of those groupies. You know, I hang out in your trunk and
Tony,
then
is
you
he one of your friends?
Oh, wait a minute. I don't even know the loser. But anyway,
did you bring him with you?
What kind of people would call this line?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, wait a minute. I'm on it. I don't know if I'd call it. I'd be embarrassed. Tony.
Anyway, Paul, let me say something here. Yeah. Who's this David of Burbank? I mean,
he's a guy sitting next to you. He's
weird. I know, but why did you... I mean, when you called me to be on the tape, I mean, I am the guest host here, right? I'm the
supposedly,
guest
but
star, right?
Dave wants to swap...
the only
star,
guest
right? host.
The star.
I'm the star.
We're
right.
sharing the spotlight.
No, you're the co-star.
What high quality we have on this tape.
I'll take star.
There is a roach on your system.
Oh, my God, it's smashed.
Is this a professional studio?
Yes, we're in the big stage now.
Why am I kneeling on a roller skate?
Wait a minute. Why does this little unit here say Kmart on it?
Can't we talk about what we're going to have on the tape?
What are we going to have on the tape?
Hey, you get out of here. I don't even want you here. Hey, who's that over there? What's he watching?
He's what? Can you believe it? Who is he?
Richard. He lives here.
He is what? This is it, guys. He is watching a
porno. Oh, my God. I don't believe it.
A porno movie while it's
it.
Scrambled.
This guy's desperate.
While it's still scrambled. Now,
dude, why don't you just pay the extra $6 or whatever it is?
Something like a special prize.
These people love movies around here. Listen, if you can leave an input on Fridays and Saturdays, we'd appreciate it. And write to us at the P.O. Box.
Don't you have some promotional tapes for these movies?
Yes, we're going to be running them now.
That's good.
We better be quiet because I'm going to get in trouble. Here comes the moose.
Let's break the goddamn meeting up. Go to some other fucking place for your goddamn yakking and screaming at night. Great.
Well, we're doing it again.
So this is a professional studio, huh?
Shut up, Dave.
Hey, Paulo, buddy. This is John from Northridge here. Hey, you know, I was listening to you say last week that you weren't getting enough callers, and I wanted to make a suggestion. I don't know how you'd view it or not, but you know, instead of having input on just Friday and Saturday, why don't you get a separate number, one number for input and one number for output? I know it may cost a little bit more, but I think you'd get more callers if the callers could, you know, call basically any time they want instead of, you know, on Friday or Saturday. I think you'd get more participation if you had a separate input line and a separate output line. Keep the output line number as it is and get a separate input line number, and then I think you'd have more callers, really. That's my guess, but I guess we'll have to see. Anyhow, that movie, The Outsiders, another good movie to see. If any of you out there have been thinking of seeing The Outsiders, it's definitely an interesting movie to see. And, by the way, Paul, is C. Thomas Howell the same one who played Tyler on E.T.? If so, let me know. I'd be interested in knowing. Well, hey, thanks a lot for your time. This has been the voice of John of Northridge. See ya.
That's a very good idea, John, but...
That's a very intelligent
very,
idea.
Who's out there? Who's that?
David of Burbank.
Who invited you?
We went through that already. You invited me.
I'm sorry, Dave.
I'm taking time out of my schedule to come down, and you don't remember you invited me?
It's only 12:41 a.m.
This guy, John, you're smart. You're a smart man.
When?
Yes, Paul should get more equipment and another line. That's easy to do. Another phone number to leave comments.
But it's not easy when I don't have the money.
I tell you,
John,
what,
can we borrow some money?
You know what, John? John,
all
wait.
My money in my recording equipment. That's why I can't afford
that. Whole 525.
$5 broke you, huh?
What do you mean $5? What's wrong with my equipment?
Oh, that's right. You had to buy batteries too.
What is wrong with your equipment?
What do you mean?
We got this warp tape here.
What?
Spark-O-Matic sale on Pick and
Save.
Well,
come on, I got. Well, that was on special though. I mean,
well, at least take the stickers.
Does this come with
the
box
there,
or what? You know. Yeah,
I got it hot. No, actually, it's a good machine. It gets the job done, and just because it's running on batteries and sometimes the tape's slow, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, I'll tell you, Paul.
Why is the tape feeding in through the machine? Is
well, it's
what
the
I
same tape I use.
You're right, Tony. Right around the cap.
That's the same tape I've used since the first show. I mean, I've got to conserve here. What are you looking at?
I'm just trying to figure this all out. I'm new. I've been in a trunk all night.
Yeah, you just go back into the trunk.
Well, anyway, John, I got a comment for you. Why don't you get yourself two phones, an input phone and an output phone, okay?
Right. Well, let me explain something. Basically, the deal is on Fridays and Saturdays. Now, I know when a lot of you guys call in and you hear this eek, this loud beep tone, you can't figure out what it is. It was eek.
Is it one more time?
Eek.
Good. I like that.
We'll have to use that.
Yeah, it's something. Anyway, when you hear that noise, or similar to that, even higher than eek, something like that.
Oh, that's close. I remember.
Eek! How's that?
That's good. Yeah, that hurt the ear. That was right. That hurt the ear.
Listen, I'll put the sound effect in. Right? When you hear that thing, a lot of people don't know what that is, and they go, I thought this was a number, you know? So they got to call it up. But you guys, if you call back on Sundays through Thursdays, you got it made. And Fridays and Saturdays, don't be dumb, you know, leave a comment. Why do you guys call up and... And just listen to blank.
John's right. Some people listen to the tape during the week, and they want to leave a comment right now. They
I know. I eventually will get an input. I'll get an input.
I tell you what, why don't you just get yourself a pencil and a pad of paper and write it down
right
for
down
future
your
use.
Idea. There you go.
Okay, listen. Hey, anyway.
That saves money in the long run.
John, things will be worked out in the future. Eventually, we will get a separate line. Let me just say that answering your question about C. Thomas Howell, yes, the answer is yes, it's the same person. And as a matter of fact, we have another comment to
what
go
about
into.
The movie's Outsider, though. The Outsiders.
Listen, there's some guys that want to talk about the meaning of life. Do you know what the meaning of life is? Well, we'll soon find out.
Got me off guard.
We'll soon find out. Listen.
Yes, hi. I just saw Monty Python's newest movie, Meaning of Life, and I would like to say that I thought it was a great movie, and I laughed through just about all of it, except that I found one scene in particular to be extremely disgusting and distasteful. And I just hope in the future that filmmakers will have the wisdom and forethought to never ever include such a disgusting scene as somebody actually climbing into a refrigerator. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to comment on this new Monty Python movie, The Meaning of Life. After seeing this movie, I know I speak for many in protesting against the sarcasm directed towards citizens with a diminished intelligence, specifically the restaurant scene with conversations on the menu. It's a blatant attack on ridiculing the simple-minded. I find it humorous that the people who made this movie are so preoccupied with stupidity that they were blind to the obvious fact that they never even told us where to find the fish.
Hello, Paul Mech. Yes, I recently saw Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, and my recommendation is not to see it. Not that it was a terrible movie. It did have some very funny moments, but on the whole, it didn't sustain my interest. The basic problem was its haphazardness. The movie contained a slew of skits that were randomly strung together by a loose plot scheme. Also, the movie contained grotesque scenes, several of which, while they didn't bother me personally, they just weren't funny. All in all, I'd give the movie a 5. This has been Jeff from North Hollywood.
Life is filled with many perplexing questions. Why are we born? Where are we going? Who are we? What's it all about? When will it all end? What time is it? Precisely what is the meaning of life? Now, all the answers can be found in a totally entertaining new film, Monty Python's The Meaning of Life. Everybody in the world should see it a number of times. Please, Monty Python's The Meaning of Life, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Well, The Meaning of Life, okay, here it is. If you want to see The Meaning of Life, it's still playing in Hollywood at the SRO Paramount Theater. The number for information is 213-463-3263, okay? And I saw the film a couple of weeks ago, and it's, yes, it is a grotesque film, and it isn't really very good. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give it a 5, and I feel, in my opinion, that it has a lot to do with putting down all of you out there. I mean, it puts down religion, puts down Americans, it puts down fat people, sorry, Dan, it puts down just about everybody out there. I mean, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of gives you an unhappy feeling about what they're doing with you call that humor? Come on, I'm making films funnier than that. I mean, that's really sad. Dave, what do you think?
Well, that's Monty Python's style. I mean, you know, like the movie of Life of Brian. I mean, what was that?
Well, it was...
I don't think anybody should really take it to heart, but it is a pretty cutting film, I think.
Well, it was...
feedback here when you say The Life of Brian, or
feedback?
What?
Feedback? No, we're talking about...
somebody said Brian or
Monty
something.
Python. Their films are very... they're...
The meaning of... Life has never been mean to me. I don't understand. I mean...
What do you mean, it's never been mean?
Well, life's not mean to me. I don't know. I mean...
What's the meaning of life to this guy?
What do you mean it's not mean to you? You're working for Paul Mack, aren't you?
What are you talking about here? This is serious business. We're talking about the meaning
about
of life.
We ought to phone the labor board about this.
Come on, I'm not working you guys too hard, am I?
Where's my money?
No, what time does that clock say over there? 1:08 in the
1:08? Last time it was 12:41.
It's the law to be working after a certain hour without time and a half or something like that.
Okay,
without
time and a
half, without pay, buddy. This is free of charge.
We got another picture coming up we'd like to review for you, and it's called... What's it called, Dave?
Where?
Point to it.
Let me find my little... it's called...
You found your tape recorder,
E.T.
Barton.
Extraterrestrial.
Paper, right?
Listen.
Share the wonder.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it 100.
Share the fascination.
Thought it was extra terrific.
Wow.
Share the enchantment.
That made it fun to come to movies on Saturday with your kids again.
Of Steven Spielberg's E.T. The Extraterrestrial.
I've never been so emotional over a film in my entire life.
E.T. The Extraterrestrial. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, what can't be said about E.T. that hasn't already been said about it? I mean, do you guys have anything? What do you guys think about E.T.?
Well, my brother sure seemed to love the little critter.
Yeah, he's a cute old guy, isn't he? Okay.
I think the boy there is going to grow up with some psychological problems.
Why is that?
Well, you see, we were given the impression that the extraterrestrial himself, E.T., was male.
Yeah.
And so was the boy. Now, a real close bond grew there, you know, and...
Yeah.
I think it might, you know...
You might have a point there, Dave. I mean, you know...
And it's not on your head.
I kind of brushed my hair to cover it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think the movie was kind
of
like...
You're real bright. You know that?
Hypocritic, because all these Mexicans and everything come into the country and everyone get pissed off. This guy comes down and everyone loves him.
What the hell are you talking about? You're not talking about E.T., are you?
E.T. comes from a different planet and everyone loves him. You come from across the border and
listen,
hate him.
You can... Aren't you guys getting tired of us yet?
Amiga.
I enjoyed the movie myself.
Hey, my buddy Robert McNaughton is out there.
Robert McNaughton, how are you?
Shut up. Buddy. He's probably listening to this tape, but if you haven't seen E.T. yet,
there is a
place. What's your question?
A while back, what was that comment that was left a while back?
What comment?
The one about the age of the boy in E.T.
What about it?
Well... Listen, I just have a comment for the fellow who left the comment.
Which was John of Northridge.
Right, John of Northridge, let me ask you something. What's your next-door neighbor's uncle's aunt's little son's age, all right? I mean, give me a break. I mean,
go for it, John. Hey, listen, you can see E.T. over there at the Hollywood UA Egyptian. Now, that's the most local place to us here in North Hollywood, or most of you out there, I'm sure. And the number for information is 467-6167, and
the
screening's daily.
I thought the number for information was 411.
411, cute. And you can see it daily at 12:45, 3:10, 5:30, 8 o'clock, and 10:15 p.m. And if I haven't rambled enough, I can just say, let's get on to another comment.
This is a person from Bellevue, and I think, like, I want a special thing back for Mont and my best friend's thing. So how's about it? Later.
And now, side two!
Thank you.
We're still waiting for side two.
Are we there yet?
No, I said we're still waiting.
Side two?
Yeah, we're gonna switch now.
We're not side two. We're not side one over yet? Side two?
We're gonna switch now. Do you understand how this works?
Wait a minute.